you sure she's coming?
I said she was, didn't I? She'll be here.
You said a lot of things about her. I doubt all of them are true.
Oh, they are. Don't worry about that.
And are you sure that she'll be able to handle everything? I'm not going easy tonight.
So if she's some fragile little sorority girl, you should probably tell her to just go home. Well, actually, even if she is, I still kind of want to break her.
You wouldn't be able to, little brother.
Tonight, he learns how to breed with the pack. We are all going to share her. Just behave yourselves for now, all right? She doesn't know what we are. And by the time she finds out, it will be too late for her to change her mind. Besides, from what I've seen of this girl, I don't think she'll want to. She needs to be bred.
Speaking of breeding...
No.
You may be the oldest, but she doesn't belong just to you. I'm coming in her. I'm done with the mouth stuff. That's for little brothers.
You are my little brother.
Look, you still get her last, right? And you get to mark her. I just fucking need this, okay?
Fine.
Can I come in a pussy too?
No.
Oh.
Ah, there she is.
I'll get it. Hi, you made it. Come in. It's cold out. Oh, yeah, the moonlight is beautiful tonight. Your skin is almost glowing with it. Well, my name's Tyr. You already know my oldest brother, Fenrir.
So good to see you again. We've all been looking forward to tonight. Yes, all of us.
Yeah, let me take your coat.
You haven't met my third brother, Morgrim, before, have you?
She does look delicious. I'm impressed, actually. She's certainly not some prissy, delicate female. But then again... the real test hasn't started yet. Oh, did my words intimidate you, pet? You know what you came here for, don't you?
Of course she does, Morgrim. Try not to scare her off before we've even gotten started. She's shaking, the poor thing. Come on, we've started a fire in the other room, so you won't be cold, when, you know.
Oh, you like it in here. We had those deerhead mounts especially commissioned for this hallway. They're all that's left of our first kills. Yes, we do hunt. It's a pastime of ours, but it's also a bonding activity.
I bet you thought this place would be a mess, didn't you?
Can you blame her, Morgrim? Generally... a house owned by three bachelors would be a mess. Please, don't mind my brothers. Morgrim is always ornery, and Tyr can't contain his eagerness sometimes. Are you nervous? I see. Well, let me help you put those fears aside. I singled you out specifically. I have been watching you for some time, and I can see that you are something... special. Yes. I see similarities in your disposition that are well matched with the primal urges my brothers and I feel on occasion.
Do you want something to drink? Go make her a bourbon on the rocks. It'll help her relax.
Why do I?
Now.
Okay, fine. I'll be right back.
It was courageous of you to come here tonight. I know that you have recently been cheated on.
Really? But you're so desirable.
Even though it must be awful, I understand why you told me. You need to be fucked, don't you, pet? After all, the best way to get over someone... is to get under someone else.
Or under by three big, strong men.
I have been told that my brothers and I have an air of raw masculinity. I could tell that you sensed that. Just like I can smell that you are in heat right now.
Fuck. I can smell it from over here. You've never been fucked like you will be tonight. I'm not sure how my brothers want to do it, but I know what I want. I'm going to stretch each hole out with my cock. No mercy.
He doesn't mean that in the way you think. He means that he's not going to be able to control himself. You need to understand that beyond a certain point, stopping won't be an option for any of us.
She's staying, but look at her quiver. I think she likes some men big and rough. I think she's even getting wetter just thinking about what strong men like us could do to her. You see that deer head up there? Second to the left? That one's mine. I killed it with my bare hands. I ripped it into her while she cried out. And I tasted her life's blood. It was scorching hot on my tongue. I'm sure you will be too.
Oh, that's my brother. He's such a kidder. Yes. So, are you feeling ready? Good girl. I'd like you to start with Morgrim. He's really taken a special liking to you. Whenever he gets intense like this, it's just him being needy.
Hey.
You can complain, or you can get your cock sucked by a beautiful woman. Your choice.
Fine. We probably should get naked now, you know. I wouldn't want to damage our soul or clothes.
Oh, of course. And we really want to see all of you, too.
Oh, fuck, you are gorgeous. And look how wet you are. And you smell so fucking good.
She's in heat. She might pretend to be a good little girl, but really, she wants this as much as we do. Why don't you test that mouth of hers out? She's already on her knees, after all.
Oh, fuck. Oh, what a good little bitch you are. Oh, your mouth is so small, and you're just drooling all over me. You're this good with your tongue. I can't wait to feel that cunt.
Here we are. I brought some Chardonnay out from the cellar, brothers, so I hope you don't mind if... What, you guys started already? What the fuck, Morgrim?
Oh, stop whining like a lost little puppy. Morgrim, switch. Start fucking her cunt. Tear, her mouth is wet and ready. Take her for the pack. Now.
Oh my god, yes! I've been waiting for this.
Do that tongue thing you did to me.
Fuck. Yes.
Oh, she's so good.
God.
Fuck you, little girl.
My mouth is so warm.
Oh, my cock is going to stretch you so wide.
Oh,
fuck, that's amazing.
How do you like being spit roasted by two brothers, you little slut? Watching you take them both is so riveting.
Fuck, bitch, I can barely squeeze myself into your tight little cunt. Oh, God, I'm gonna go slow for now. Finally, all the way in. Fuck. Oh, look at the way your tits bounce. I haven't even started thrusting into you yet, and you're already responding so well to my brother's cock down your throat. How are you doing, Tur?
I can't get enough of this little cocksucker. I can feel everything inside of your throat. You're trying so hard to get me all the way down.
What's that? What's that, little one? Oh, is my little brother not letting you breathe? Or is it my giant cock that's making you squirm like that?
I think she's getting lockjaw now. But I can't stop myself. Fuck, it feels so good using you like this. Hearing you moan and whimper. But you tried to tell me to slow down more than once. It's really hard to do that with a cock rammed down your throat, though, isn't it?
Listen to her moan. I can't believe how into this you are. You're even better than I thought you would be.
We'll see if she survives us.
We're not going to kill her. Stop trying to terrify her, you ass.
Yes.
Fuck. You feel so good. You take my cock so well. It's like you're eager for my cum. Like you need it.
My brother thinks that fucking terrified women would be better. Perhaps he's sick. But I'm pretty sure he just wants to dominate you completely. Yes, you're a natural submissive, though, aren't you? I bet you got wet just looking at us.
Yes.
I bet you want us to absolutely fill all of your holes with our hot cum.
I can't take it anymore. I need to change. I need to take my Kronos form. Feel how much bigger we are inside of you.
Ah, you feel it. All right. I'm stretching your neat little cunt to the limit.
You're doing so well.
When we changed, it made you more excited, didn't it?
I told you she's perfect for us. Use her, brothers. Use her how she wants to be used.
Oh, my God, she's coming. Ah, she is squeezing me so tight. I can't hold it anymore.
Fuck. Yes. I'm in your throat. And come here. Come. Stop.
I just need to. I need to calm. God, you feel so good. It's so fucking tight.
Get off her. It's Big Brother's turn. I've let you two have your fun. She's mine now. I chose her. I brought her here. And I am the biggest, the strongest, the oldest. Do you hear that, little one? You might be all sore and worn out, but as of this moment, you belong to me. You look scared, pet. Is it because my brother's just transformed in front of you? They fucked that little throat and cunt so well, didn't they? I bet you've never come so hard. Well, even when their cocks were swelling inside you, growing with each thrust. Is that fear in your eyes? Because you see my cock and finally understand mine is just as big as his was as a hybrid. How much bigger will it get when I change? Fuck. You feel perfect. My transformation is coming soon, little one, and I can't wait to truly fill you.
You're doing so well. Look, Fenrir. Look, Fenrir is starting to lose control. That's it, brother. Show our property why you're the pack leader.
He can't stop himself, you know. He's too far gone. Kronos is our form for war. For combat. We are primal in this form. Fenrir could kill you without even meaning to.
Do you feel me pulsing deep inside you? I'm filling you so well. I can feel every part of you. You're gasping and whimpering like a little bitch in heat. Fuck. Fuck, you're so tight. Ah.
You know what happens when wolves breed their mates, right? When Fenrir comes in you, his cock is going to knot and he'll be stuck inside you. He's just going to keep coming and coming all over again inside you.
Do you want me to come inside you? Hmm? That's right, you insatiable little slut. I'm going to make sure your pussy can't hold any more cum, that it leaks and drips all over the fucking floor.
He's changing. You are a lucky little girl. He's not going to pull out of you until he's completely finished. He can't. You've driven him to knot inside of you. All of that cum that he just unloaded is going to stay where it is. And so much more is on the way.
You're going to be stuffed by him. None of our cum is going to waste. You'll be claimed, little one. And there's nothing you can do but take it.
I'm going to breed you full of my cubs. You are fucking mine.
Do you like the feel of a knotted cock inside of you? We're all going to do that to you. Over and over until you need it and can't get enough of it.
Fuck. She's pushing back against me. She's so fucking needy. She can't wait for more. You're the perfect little fuck, aren't you?
I can't believe she took all of us and is still going.
Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Tight little bitch. Take it. You're part of the pack now. You belong to all of us. And I am going to mark you as our property. I know it hurt when I bit you. But that is my mark. You should be proud of it. You are full of our seed. So you must understand. There is no going back.
You did such a good job. I know it hurt. And yeah, the bite might seem bad, but it'll heal fast. And the scar will be pretty fucking hot, to be honest.
Sorry. I just got way more excited than I thought I would be. You're so fucking amazing.
Yeah, you are. Here, let me wrap you up in this blanket and carry you over to the couch. There. Comfy, right? Yeah, I'm just gonna slide in over here.
And I'll be over here. It's not so bad being cuddled by your new pack, is it?
I'll just rest on the floor. It's okay. We can cuddle later.
Fuck. Is it me, or does she smell amazing?
She does. And yes, you do belong to us now. Completely. It's best for you to accept it. And we did come inside you intentionally. You're marked by my bite and our scent. And you might even be carrying our cubs.
We raised them all together, so there's no worries about who the father is. That's the way of the Garu.
No, you won't change into a werewolf from the bite. I don't know where you humans get your ideas from. It will signal other packs to stay away from you. They will know that we will protect you no matter what.
It's not such a bad setup, is it? Three men should be enough for any good bitch. And you are a perfect bitch. I've never had anyone better.
Yeah, we can sleep like this. I will warn you, though. There may be some times when we, wake up in the middle of the night. And, be a little frisky.
We'll probably breed you a few times a day during the first weeks. Each of us will try to give you a little rest, but we really need you more than you know.
Look, she isn't afraid at all anymore. She's tired but excited. You're right, Finra. She's perfect for us.
And we'll take excellent care of you, too. We know how to treat a lady. Lots of fresh meat and hard fucking and maybe some nights out on the town.
Okay, settle down, Tia. Let's try to get some rest. Our new bitch will need it. Oh.